with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Residents of southern Louisiana are preparing for the arrival of Hurricane Francine. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Francine could bring up to 10 feet of storm surge to some areas.
We have that storm surge warning in effect from Cameron, Louisiana, all the way over to the Mississippi-Alabama border. Very concerned about this region from Intracoastal City over to Port Fourchon. Somewhere in here, we're expecting to see 5 to 10 feet of inundation above ground level, including the Vermilion Bay area. Also farther to the east, 4 to 7 feet between Port Fourchon and the mouth of the Mississippi River, 4 to 6 feet on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain.
Francine drew fuel from exceedingly warm Gulf of Mexico waters to jump from a tropical storm to Category 2 strength with winds of 96 to 110 miles an hour. Speaker Mike Johnson pulled a vote Wednesday on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies and programs funded for 6 months when the new budget year begins on October 1st. The legislation includes a measure that would require people registering to vote to provide proof of citizenship. Speaker Johnson says the spending bill must include that.
The American people demand and deserve that we do everything possible to secure the elections. That's what we've been saying consistently. That's what I have heard from the people across the country in 198 cities across 39 states. It's consistent from coast to coast, north to south. We're going to continue to work on this.
Some 9/11 victims' relatives have appealed for accountability on the 23rd anniversary of the terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people. More than one spoke out against a now-revoked plea deal with alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. On Wall Street, the Dow by 124 points, the Nasdaq rose 369, the S&P advanced 58 points. This is SRN News. West Virginia considers assisted suicide.
A growing number of states are embracing the practice, but in the Mountaineer state, voters will consider a constitutional ban in November. If the amendment is approved, it would make West Virginia the first state to formally bar a doctor from helping an individual take his own life in the Constitution. Pro-life advocates hope the ban passes. They point out that a so-called right to die can quickly become a duty to die, adversely impacting the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is touting Vice President Harris's record of promoting the LGBT agenda and pledging she'll continue to do so if elected president. Walz, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, says Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality in health care, the military, and education. Democrats are counting on LGBT Americans to turn out in large numbers. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock indexes stormed back from big early drops to finish higher, led by a handful of highly influential big tech companies. The S&P 500 gained 1.1%. That's after erasing a morning wipeout of 1.6%. A majority of the index's stocks still finished lower for the day, but gains for NVIDIA and other tech stocks were enough to drive it to a third straight gain and back within 2%. Of its all-time high set back in July. The Dow rose 0.3% after rallying back from a drop of 743 points. The blue chips were up 124 points to finish at 48,861. The Nasdaq gained 369 to 17,395, and the S&P 500 added 58 to 5554. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.